Frontier Village preps site ahead of opening weekend. Peggy Lee Day set for June 17th in Valley City. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The final coats of paint were being applied to the Stagecoach building at the Frontier Village Wednesday morning ahead of their official summer opening on Friday, May 27th. Jamestown Tourism Experience Manager Allison Limke says this was one of many things they've done to prepare for the summer.
There are painters painting the town hall and trimming on the depot, the workers from the Dakota store filling the depot Dakota store. We've got the Wilhelm Chevrolet is dropping off their antique truck. The blacksmith volunteer is cleaning out the blacksmith shop and getting that all cleaned up and nice.
Limke says earlier this month they had volunteer cleanup, which resulted in multiple organizations and businesses stepping up to tidy up the site. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. The city of Valley City has designated the third Friday of June as Peggy Lee Day to coincide with the kickoff to Rally in the Valley. The inaugural event will be held on June 17th. Here's Valley City's Myron Sommerfeld.
This is something that the Barnes County Historical Society and Bridges Arts Council, yours truly, and then when I talked to Kay Vinge at the Chamber of Commerce in Valley City, they were all for it, we've had great cooperation. So we hope this first annual event will go well. There'll be more details coming up later on.
A celebration of Peggy Lee's birthday is being held today, Thursday, May 26th, at the Peggy Lee Museum in Wimbledon. You can read more again at newsdakota.com. North Dakota's tax commissioner says oil producers almost certainly will be paying higher state taxes for at least 3 months beginning June 1st due to strong oil prices. The increase in state oil tax collections is possible because of a state law that adjusts North Dakota's oil extraction tax when the three-month average price of a barrel of oil is above a specified trigger price of $94.69 a barrel. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.